We are back with more of Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Have you made peace with your stuff, or do you have a few things hanging out in your space that you could likely do without, or maybe a few more than a few things? Nicole Gruder is a professional organizer, and it's her goal to help you get rid of the things your heart may desire, but your space is ready to let go.
In this edition of Radio Chipstone, Gruder shares a secret with contributor Jennifer Fields. Much like the jeweler's spouse who never has a ring, Gruder is the organizer who has a corner in her basement that needs some attention.
So I moved away for a while, and in the meantime, I stored some things in my basement, and I didn't know how long I was going to be gone, and so I thought, oh, I'll just shove this down here. And so guess what I haven't gotten to in 2 years? That corner in my basement that has just a bunch of random, you know, papers and a filing cabinet and CDs I don't listen to and cookbooks I don't use. And so it's, yes, I understand the irony of the situation very well, but that gives me a lot of empathy for my clients.
It's not like we're not busy. It's not like we don't have a lot of things to consider and think about in life. And I don't want to feel guilty. I don't want that pressure knowing that there's, you know, an extra box in my house. I'm feeling like the pressure from, I've never seen the show, but Maria Kondo.
Right. I think it's really interesting that you're bringing up that pressure. This is the first time I've heard of that phenomenon, because most people are, you know, talking about that. Well, they either hate the show or they love the show or they're inspired by the show or they couldn't care less. But I have yet to hear somebody feel pressured by it, which is really interesting because it is sort of at the top of people's minds about how we consume things, their own space, minimalism, and sometimes people don't want that. So I just feel like if it brings you, like she says, if it brings you joy, you know, stick with it. Have it in your home. I have lots of clothes that bring me lots of joy. And so I keep a lot of my clothes and I don't feel bad about it. It's getting a little ridiculous now with not being able to close the closet door very easily. But so, you know, I'm real. I don't have just like four pairs of this and two pairs of that. So that's my indulgence, right? Some people it's books, some people it's albums, some people, whatever, car parts, you name it.
I don't want to make a judgment on things of how much people have and how much they don't have. I just want there to be some sort of okayness with your stuff.
Oh, I will provide that okayness for you. I will grant you the okayness. Yeah, so sometimes people have this idea that I'm going to come in and just throw everything away, and this could not be, you know, farther from the truth. I want to have what's in your home serve you, suit you, inspire you, and a lot of times, I would say most people have a lot that in their homes that do not check those boxes.
I'm done with the projects that I used to really, the pastimes that I used to really enjoy. Quite frankly, I am not going to ice skate. I'm not going to do it. I have no desire to fall on that ice when it's cold. I am not going to do that anymore.
And recognizing that, that's what's so important, because we have all these what ifs and these some days, and they don't happen. It's so seldom, because, you know, we as humans, we move forward. We're always moving forward. And we have this idea that we're going to get to these things someday. And it's so rare that it comes to that. And we're inspired by new things all the time. So if one day it's ice skating and the next day it's oil painting, then you're going to have gathered new things in your home, new projects, new hobbies, whatever it might be, a new focus. And that's all, when I work with people who are moving, that's really a great juncture to get rid of those items, because you don't want to drag all that old stuff into a new space. It's sort of like tired energy. You think you're going to do it. And then sometimes the guilt happens there, where they think, oh, shoot, I spent all this money on, you know, whatever it is, and I'm not doing it. I'm not pursuing it. And, oh, well, I better keep it because I spent all this money on it. Or it's a part of me deep inside that really wants to do it, but I'm not making the time to do it. And so there's these other levels of guilt that start coming into our lives. And we don't need that. Nobody needs that. So get rid of it.
And that idea, too, like, for me to get rid of those skates was like, okay, who can I give them to? Who's going to use it? And then I realized, you know what, that's not my problem.
You know, you want to really think through how much time you want to spend on these things, because people are adamant about, they say, oh, I can sell this for X amount of money. And let me tell you, first of all, you're never going to get what you paid for it. Secondly, if you want to put the time into selling something, by all means. I personally don't have a lot of luck on eBay and such, but other people have fantastic luck. And if you want to put in the time and the effort for $10, you know, maybe it's worth $100. Great. Personally, I find it more rewarding to just get it out of the house and not have to ever think about it again, instead of continually coming back to it, having to answer emails, having to answer phone calls, having to answer the door, you know, bartering over the amount that it's worth. And just, I don't know, it's a very time-consuming process for some. My main push is to just get it out of the house. Or if you truly know that there might be a group of people that could look at it and say, I'll take it, and then you can arrange to have it picked up. It's just, it kind of goes on and on and on. It creates another life for this object.
So when you're working with a client, Nicole, do they have homework when you're not standing with them?
I hover a lot with my clients. I'm a professional hoverer. And so we work, you know, together one-on-one for the duration of the time that I'm there with them. The homework comes after I leave, and there's always something to do. There's, oh, where do these weird keys go to? Like, I should really find out if they belong to any part of my house. I need to get this Tupperware back to somebody. This book belongs to so-and-so. I need to follow up on, you know, this paperwork. There's always something for people to follow up on. And it can get a little bit overwhelming, because these are items that are getting unearthed, let's say. And that's why they did get shoved into a drawer, or they're at the bottom of a pile, or they're, you know, stuck in a box, because we don't want to deal with it. So I kind of put the pressure on to say, okay, let's deal with this now or never. And if you don't want to deal with it, let's just throw it away.
So for the clients you work with, Nicole, they've made the decision to get rid of the stuff. Now it's time to actually do it. You're not having to convince people that they need to get rid of stuff.
Well, I guide
them. In the sense that they're overwhelmed with it.
Yes, yes. And so once they've reached that point of overwhelm, that's where I think the decision process becomes a bit easier. They've already reached out. They've already made the phone call. They realize they want to do this, but they don't either know how, or they need accountability. They need a cheerleader by their side. And that's when it just flows, and that's when a lot of progress happens, and a lot can happen in just a few hours. It's pretty incredible. And then everybody always feels lighter, more positive. Relief is a huge emotion that happens every single session. I have people in tears crying with happiness, you know. They're just like, thank you, this feels so great. And I love seeing that moment with clients, just that relief where, like, they didn't think that they could let go of something because they felt obligated to keep it, because it was a gift, or it's they spent money on it, or they've had it for a long time, or you name it. And then that's when the magic happens. I love seeing those tears of joy. Is that terrible? I don't know.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. This week, Jennifer spoke with professional organizer Nicole Gruder.